AC/DC, Fleetwood Mac, Arctic Monkeys, Slash, Greta Van Fleet, and more. I'm Cassie, and this is all that matters in rock news this week. First up, the news that literally broke the internet. Brian Johnson has confirmed he's back with AC/DC after being dumped by the band almost 3 years ago. Johnson left the band after reported hearing problems, but has confirmed he is definitely on the new record that we're expecting out later this year. Fleetwood Mac have announced their final shows on the coming Australian tour. The classic rock supergroup are playing a massive 13 dates across Oz. Still no dates in Adelaide. Sorry, guys. All tickets are on sale now. Slash has dropped in while touring Australia this week. Talking to our very own Ugly Phil about new music, Slash is stoked on the new rock scene, saying he's really inspired about the new kids on the rock block.
You mentioned Greta Van Fleet. That whole phenomenon is pretty interesting and cool. It's really opening the doors for a lot of young new bands, which there are a ton of, that just can't get any kind of traction. So it's really cool that those guys are making such headway. There's a really cool energy right now for new rock and roll bands, and it's like the right kind of energy because it's kids that are into doing this for the right reasons. It's not about getting on MTV. It's not about fame and stardom. It's not about Learjets and chicks because none of that shit
none of that exists anymore. Yeah,
it's all about the music.
Listen to the full interview on the Triple M app now. Headline-making hard rock singer Dee Snider is touring Australia this week, sharing stories from his time on the road with Twisted Sister, his ongoing wars with politicians, and his reality TV work.
You know, it's funny. I was walking down the street and a guy comes up and says, "Dude, I saw you on Celebrity." I said, "Apprentice?" He said, "No." "Wife Swap?" I said, "No." "Ghost Stories?" He said, "No." I said, "To Duets?" I said, "No." And he went, "Celebrity Home for the Holidays." And I remember going, "Wow, I am doing way too many of these shows." Celebrity Home for the Holidays.
Listen to Ugly Phil's full interview with Dee Snider on the Triple M app now. And to get up-to-date interviews from Ugly Phil, be sure to subscribe to Ugly Phil's channel on the Triple M app. Just in this week, British rock band Arctic Monkeys have released more tickets for their Australian tour. The summer tour will be the first time the Monkeys play their new record, Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino, to Aussie crowds. I was lucky enough to see the band at the Hollywood Bowl last year. And for those fans confused by the new record, trust me, seeing it live just makes so much sense. Producer Sammy X has been busy seeing a gig every night this week. Speaking of new music, what are you digging this week, Sammy?
Thanks, Cassie. Yeah, it's been a massive week for gigs. There was Slash featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, Greta Van Fleet, Gang of Youth, Roger Hodgson from Supertramp, British punk rockers Idols. Out of the bunch that I've seen this week, though, it's been hard to go past The Struts, who are here touring with Greta Van Fleet. Don't write them off as just a support band, though. People are describing them as a cross between Queen and The Darkness, and I describe them as bloody epic. Those boys know how to put on a great show, and they've got some amazing tunes as well. If you haven't heard them yet, check out their latest single, Body Talks, not to mention my favourite, Dirty Sexy Money.
Thanks, Sammy. Finally, if you're in Melbourne, the country's biggest free music festival, St Kilda Fest, is coming up next weekend, with headliners The Cat Empire, The Preachers, and more. We'll be at the festival site, so drop by and say g'day. To get all the latest music news, be sure to subscribe to Rock Interviews on the Triple M app now. I'm Cassie, and that's all that matters in rock news this week.